wasn't even on my mind. That was forgotten about. You know, I just wanted him not to score.
He's played well the last few games. How do you move on from those? How the game ended like that?
You have to move on. You can't dwell on that, you know. You're going to continuously go to the next and the next game, and then you'll end up having a bad year, bad season. So I'm just looking forward to learning from my mistakes and getting better.
Guys like Vincent Jackson, veteran guy, great hands, and Evans is a younger version of him. Mm-hmm. What sort of problems do they pose for corners? Is it more their catch radius, their height?
Just their big bodies. You know, they'd be able to separate the defender from the ball. You know, using their bodies, and they have strong hands. So, you know, once the ball touches their hands, more likely they're going to catch it. So we have to stop them from basically catching the ball. You know, separate them from the ball.
And seeing Coach Frazier again, yes, and that will be.
Yeah, I mean, that would be good, but yeah.
No, is it one of those that you just, it's a moment before the game where you're like, hey, coach, because you're down there to do business, and he's on the
other
side.
Of course you're gonna say something to him. You know, he was the coach here before he coached you, but yeah, it's just business. You know, at the end of the day, it's business.
What did he mean to you,
Coach Frazier?
Yeah,
he was the head coach here, so he meant a lot when he was here. You know, he was a great coach here. He taught us a lot when he was here. You know, now he's at Tampa Bay teaching them.
This is someone who played your position. Would he do a lot of the teaching you the little things, or would he leave that more to the coordinators and the position coach?
I mean, he's a coach. He's going to teach every position, you know. So he taught the corners. He taught the safeties. He taught the linebackers. He taught everyone.
Appreciate it.